So Jesus spoke to them in parables, and without parables, he said nothing to them. So parables were the means of communication by which Christ tried to communicate the truths of God, the invisible God. And so parables are not manifestly evident. You have to work at them to understand what's being communicated and shared. And there's an art to it. And it kind of just helps us to appreciate the place of art in our Christian faith. The purpose of art is to transcend the object or the statue, the painting, the icon that we're encountering. So we transcend, we go beyond what we're seeing, from the visible to the invisible. So it's a type of sacramental, you might say. And so these parables point to divine truth so that we can have a true encounter with the divine truths. It's not just information that's being imparted by Christ in these passages. And so here we have some teaching, and we have some parables on the kingdom of God. And I like how Jesus just lays it out. This is how it is with the kingdom of God. You know, like, this is how it is with the kingdom of God. And it's like this man who goes out and scatters seed. Then he goes to sleep. He wakes up, rises, goes back to sleep, back and forth. And then all of a sudden something's happening. You know, that there's a sprout and there's a leaf, right? And there's an ear. And we hear that he knows not how. He doesn't know how this happens, but it's happening. The farmer doesn't know how it's happening, but it's happening. And so this is the kingdom of God. So to really focus in and what is Christ trying to say here? What does he want us to connect with? How the kingdom of God works? Well, first of all, the kingdom of God is here present among us, within each one of us, and with us as the body of Christ, as the community, as the parish, as the church. But probably the most important truth that's being communicated here, what Jesus is trying to get across, is that the kingdom of God is a dynamic reality. It's not static. So it's an organism. It's growing. It has a life of its own. And versus the static understanding of the kingdom of God is that, you know, I'm an inscribed member and I'm a card-carrying Catholic, right? And so I'm in the club, and since I'm a priest, I'm in the ambassador's club. All right. And some, you know, it's very easy to look and to approach the kingdom of God as if it was a static reality. It's just like, you know, I'm in the group, and so I've got my card, and as the second reading said, you know, at the end of when I'll be judged, I've got my card, so I can, my ticket, I can go right in. Well, that is not how the kingdom of God works. As Jesus would say, this is not how it is. It is an organic, growing dynamic that's working within each one of us and within us as a community. Now, does that mean that God is it all depends upon God? No, it takes cooperation on our part. You know, if you spend time on the farm, you know that you plant the seed, and it's wonderful what comes about, but there's a lot of work that goes into cultivating the seed, pulling the weeds, fertilizing, everything that goes into caring for the plants to bring about the fruit. And so that's what our part of the work is. And so our work is essential if the kingdom of God is going to grow. Now we can, you know, we usually understand the kingdom of God and the interior life and the spiritual life is happening within each one of us, right? I gotta grow in my spiritual life, right? I gotta become holier. And we miss the important part is that we're members of the body of Christ, which means that we have a corporate identity also. That means that my salvation in some way depends upon your salvation. Have you ever heard of the saying, if you plan on going to heaven, don't come alone? All right? That we're responsible for one another, and that your interior life, your spiritual life, affects my spiritual life. I don't necessarily know how. Sometimes I can see, sometimes I cannot see. I think that is in a certain sense foreign to us, this corporate understanding of salvation. And what if we come to the pearly gates and at the judgment, and you know, we're thinking that God's going to look at all my virtues and vices and then I'm going to enter in? What if we are coming together and the way that the Lord judges me is on how my neighbor's doing? Whoa. Am I making something up here? Well, if we understand our Christian teaching, we understand ourselves as the body of Christ. And if the pinky's hurting, the whole body is consumed with the pain of the pinky, right? And you know, and that's not easy for us because we're like, well, I paid my dues, I've done my part, right? I'm gonna get in. Well, that's not really how Christ is laying this out. And so for us to, first of all, recognize that the spiritual life, the life of holiness, the interior life, whatever phrase that you want to use to name this dynamic, to recognize that the kingdom of God is something living, alive, it has a life of its own, and it's been planted in us at baptism. And that, so God's part in this is incredibly essential. But our part in fertilizing and cultivating the ground so that the seed can grow, and that we're all in the same field, right? And that means what? If you're not taking care of your weeds, that's affecting my growth because it's taking my nutrients and water, right? And if your weeds are crowding in around me, you know that if you have a garden or if you farm, that the plant is going to be compromised in how well it can grow, right? It's going to be shrunken, even though there's a living dynamic in it. And so this is why the life of the church is so important, that we understand ourselves just as much as church as we understand ourselves as individual disciples. And church is not some abstract reality. As Pope Francis says, where is church experienced and lived out? In the parish, in the parish family. And so how we live our life and how we commit ourselves and how we dedicate ourselves to our parish family is essential for my salvation, for your salvation, because we're all in this together. And it's a beautiful thing, because as the parish family flourishes, so my interior life flourishes, and vice versa. This is not an absolute, in the sense that there's exceptions that can happen, that maybe the parish is not flourishing, but my individual interior life is flourishing, or vice versa. But that's the exception. That's not the norm. And so to really commit ourselves to this corporate understanding of our life of faith, that the Lord is absolutely working, but we are brothers and sisters, we are in this together. And if we plan on going to heaven, let's not plan on coming alone.